all things Sylacauga football are here now. This is the Coach Smelly Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports.
Welcome into the Coach Smelly Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Sylacauga hosting Jemison tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at Legion Stadium. Homecoming in the Marble City. Coverage starts on WSGN at 6:30, as well as the Aggie Sports Network Facebook page and the Aggie Sports Network YouTube channel. Again, this is the Coach Smelly Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Coach, big week this week. Homecoming, I know a lot of distractions, a lot of things going on, but you know, a game right here sandwiched in the middle of region play. How do you get back to some of the things that you want to get back to as a coach and staff in a game that, yeah, matters in the win column, obviously has no bearing on the postseason? How do you get back to some of those things that you guys originally wanted to do this year?
Well, you always want to take pride in, you know, your performance and playing your best and being, you know, having a level of discipline, which, you know, is just having a high standard for how you go about your business and how you want to prepare and perform. And with homecoming week, it does always bring extra distractions and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I've really been telling our kids, like, I want you to enjoy being a high school student and doing all that kind of stuff. But be smart about it. And not let it be, you know, such a distraction that it takes away from you doing your best job for the team, you know, because there's going to be a lot of people here on Friday night, a lot of people maybe coming back or people that only come for maybe one game a year, and maybe it is the homecoming game. So we're expecting a big crowd, and you know, we want to come out and just play our best football. And you know, I told the guys, like, you know, y'all are the group that really you know, finishes out homecoming week the way that we want to finish it out and make it as memorable as we can by playing our best football on Friday night and getting a win.
Yeah, this Jemison team coming in here, they've played a tough schedule. They're a tough 5A ball club. They're going to be a physical team, maybe not the best team on the schedule that you guys are going to play this year, but a team that does pose some issues. What have you seen from Jemison on tape?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they've been in every game that they've played in and played teams tough. You know, the thing with Jemison is they run a kind of an old school offense, sort of a double wing offense, which, you know, is kind of run the ball. And then you've got to have the eye discipline, especially in the secondary, of knowing your keys and knowing who you're reading and not just getting sucked into what's happening in the backfield. Because every once in a while, if you're doing that, you fall asleep and they'll hit you for big passes in the pass game. And so we, you know, we've got to be able to be tough against their run, play discipline in the secondary. And then on offense, they've, you know, for us on offense, it comes down to execution and being physical up front. You've got to be able to run the ball to be able to set up opportunities to throw. And so we've been limited in that a little bit the last couple of games, playing some really good teams. But, you know, we want to come out and play our best ball. They've got a defensive end, number 33. It's just, you know, as good as anybody that we've seen this year. So we got to limit his ability to control the game and just go out and play good football.
How does a win in this ball game affect the mentality of this football team? It feels like homecoming week in a non-region game coming at, you know, about the right time. Not to say that the full ship can be righted here, but a chance to get the full community behind you in a big-time home contest, a game where last year homecoming against Beauregard, you guys were amped up. In my opinion, maybe played your best overall football game last year against Beauregard, just had some things happen late. That was a homecoming game here at Legion Stadium. How can a game like this kind of get things back on track for you?
Yeah, we want to get our record back to 3-3 and get our record even heading into a really big region game next week versus Valley. And that's a home game for us too. And so, you know, you want to be playing your best football at this stretch right here. And so I think this game is really big to try to get us, you know, sort of back into some positive momentum. And then also, you know, being ready to defend, you know, play our best ball at home. And that game against Valley next week is going to be a big region game as well.
Yeah, and quickly, we'll go back to last week. And Clay Central is the famous quote, they are who we thought they were. They're probably – They're definitely one of the top five teams in Class 5A. I think they're ranked fifth or seventh right now. There's only two teams in the South that are ranked in the top 10. It used to be a little bit different, but Clay Central is who we thought they were. How do you shake that off last week, Coach? What's been the message to this team? It was a tough loss. Clay Central's done that to everybody they've played this year, outside of maybe in a rainy contest at Marbury a couple weeks ago where the ball just couldn't get in the air. They've done that to everybody. How do you flip the switch on the mentality of this team from 7 days later coming back out here at homecoming?
Yeah, I mean, I think your focus has got to be back on yourself and just how you prepare, how you play, and not let the focus be on your opponent. And you go back in that last game, like the very first play of the game, we were trying to take a shot deep to start the game, and we had a breakdown in our protection. We had an offensive lineman with his eyes in the wrong gap, led to getting hit, led to a fumble, and then a quick score for them. That wasn't a scheme thing. That wasn't just getting beat by a guy. That was just, us not doing our job. And so it's tough to win when you're playing a good team and you're not doing your job. And there's other things that you're trying to have to overcome as well. And so, kind of comes down to that individual accountability and the all 11 guys doing their job every single play.
I know as a head coach, you're the type of guy that you carry a lot of this weight. You really don't put it – you don't put it on the kids. But you and I, we've sat in this office. We've watched tape together. Sometimes the plays are there to be made and they're not made. I know you and your staff, obviously, you guys take responsibility for that. But – When you're watching back at some of those plays with your guys on film, on huddle throughout the week, where does the transition start from then from seeing a mistake they made? Maybe you missed a block or you filled the wrong gap at linebacker, you covered the wrong third of the field in a cover three, whatever it may be. When does the switch flip for them, if we'll use that phrase a couple times in this show, to say, this is where I have to be on this play when the right play is called?
Yeah, I mean, our coaches do work really hard, and our players work hard, and it all has to come together. Football is a tough sport. There's a lot going on, and you could have 10 guys do their job, and one guy have a breakdown and things not work. Sometimes you have everybody on the side of a ball do their job, and somebody on the other team just makes a great play. There's this chess match that's going on the entire time that a football game's being played, and it's not just guys running into each other and tackling and all that kind of stuff. And you got to have all those little individual pieces working together to give yourself a chance. And watching the film, you're able to sit in there with the guys, and you're able to look, and you're able to see mistakes. What you love to see is you love to see the guys like kind of get upset that, dang it, like I should have known that, or I should have been able to do that, or I, had that opportunity, and learn from it and grow from it, and then hopefully you're not making the same mistakes. So where you really run into trouble if you keep making the same mistakes over and over, and then you've got maybe a discipline issue, or you've got a focus issue, or you've got a desire issue. If you got a group of guys out there on the field that all are desiring to give everything that they've got, to lay it on the line for each other, and to be, laser focused to do their job, then you're giving yourself a chance. And so, we got to make sure that we've got those guys and make sure that we're creating the environment to where the guys want to do that. They want to play hard for their team. They want to play hard for their school. They want to play hard for each other.
All right, let's take a break. Coach Smelly will give us an injury update for the Aggies, and then we'll quickly talk about this Jemison team and what they do well before we wrap things up. Stay with us. This is the Coach Smelly Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Discover the delights at Betty Ruth's Cafe, where Asian, Southern, Mexican, and barbecue flavors meet. Nestled at Allen Brew Markets, a family-owned, locally operated business with 8 locations, fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
Do you have big plans and dreams to fulfill? You need a home equity line of credit from Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. They're the perfect loans for big plans or consolidating high interest bills. With a rate starting at just 6.5% and 7.29% APR, you can afford to make your dreams come true. Call 256-378-5559 today. Coosa Pines is where you belong. Annual percentage rates vary. Call or visit our website for details and restrictions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Need help on the road? Whether it's light, medium, or heavy towing, Merkel's Anytime Towing is here for you 24/7. From emergency roadside assistance, jump starts and tire changes, to accident recovery, we've got you covered. If you're in Shelby County or Talladega County and need a tow, remember to tell the officer on scene that you want Merkel's. Reliable, fast, and always ready. Merkel's Anytime Towing, your trusted partner on the road. Online at Merkel's Anytime.
Getting your car repaired can be a hassle, especially if you don't know where to turn. Hey, it's Michael Brannon for Toyota of Sylacauga. Recently, I had my car worked on and it was rough. Back and forth with the mechanic, no customer service. It was truly awful. Then I talked to Chris Kane at Toyota of Sylacauga and he told me regardless of the make or model, they can take the right steps in getting my car repaired. From engine rebuilds to basic oil changes, Toyota of Sylacauga's resources allow them to point you in the right direction when it comes to servicing your car in a timely manner. Experience the difference at Toyota of Sylacauga, where they're worth the drive and they'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Welcome back to the Coach Smelly Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Sylacauga hosting Jemison tomorrow night at Legion Stadium. Kickoff set for 7 o'clock. Coach, man, you looked at the sideline last week for Sylacauga. Tons of street clothes, tons of jerseys with no shoulder pads underneath. What's the outlook for some of your players this week? You went without Nathan Gordon, Rance Matchin. Lionel Chenault was playing with a turf toe injury. Obviously, C.J. Franklin over there on the sideline. You had a lot of key starters out, so many that you had to cancel a JV game this week because you didn't know who might be playing varsity on Friday night. What is the what's the injury outlook for your guys? Who are we getting back?
Yeah, you know, we were missing some guys, you know, that had gotten hurt from the previous game. I think Nathan Gordon's going to be back. Michael Funderburg kind of got hurt during the game a little bit, but he seems to be doing fine. Rance Matchin should be back. So getting a lot of those guys back. Logan Fisher, who got hurt right before the season started with a little knee injury, is back for his first action this year. He's a senior and excited to have him back. Lionel's been feeling better, so yeah, we have had some things, but I think we're kind of getting a little bit healthier heading into this game, and you know, C.J. Franklin's been recovering well and doing a doing really well in his therapy and getting back and taking care of his shoulder. And so you know, we're at that point where we you know, guys gotta play through a little bit of pain. And you know, we talk about the difference in, you know, is a injury and just something that you got to work through. You know, if it's a little bit of pain, then you just got to kind of fight through it and push through it, or there's an injury to where, you know, you got to really take care of it and make sure what you got to do before you can get back out on the field. And so we've got some guys that are battling through that right now, but, you know, are getting a lot of guys back for this game.
Lastly, Coach, before we wrap things up, I know we've talked about Jemison a little bit more, and a lot of times keys to the game for a win are always the same. No turnovers. You need to win the turnover battle. You need to run the football. But if you dial in on one thing this week, what is it for a homecoming win?
Defensively, I think it's eye discipline in the secondary. They run an old-school offense and can lull you to sleep with the run, and then try to hit you with big passes. And so got to have our guys in the secondary that are, you know, disciplined enough to keep their eyes on their reads and cover guys when they release for passes. Offensively, this game is going to be about our physicality on down blocks, and we're trying to wash one side of the defense down, and we got to be physical, take good strong steps, drive our feet, give a strong punch, and be able to create some running lanes for our running backs.
All right, Coach, good luck tomorrow night on homecoming. Wishing you the best of luck.
Thank you.
All right, that's Sylacauga football coach Chris Smelly. This has been the Coach Smelly Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Sylacauga hosting Jemison tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at Legion Stadium.
Presented by Radio Alabama Sports. Follow all season long on the official home of the Sylacauga Aggies, the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. On WSGN, the Aggie Sports Network Facebook page, SylacaugaAggies.com, and the radio.